Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Are you familiar with grosbeaks? They're birds similar in size to an oriole and known for their rather short and conical beaks. Three species can be found in North Dakota. I've been thinking about them after reading the journal of John James Audubon recently. He spent time along the upper Missouri River around Fort Union in the summer of 1843. Somewhere in that vicinity, he wrote in his journal that he, quote, only procured a black-headed grosbeak, which was shot while singing delightfully, unquote. That was how he collected specimens. Now, of course, there are protected species. Black-headed grosbeaks may be fairly common to uncommon in the state, largely southwest of the Missouri River, where they may be found in wooded areas of hillsides and along rivers. At a distance, they may be confused with an oriole or spotted towhee. A closer look will reveal a rather short and conical beak, which is characteristic of grosbeaks. Plus, they are orange cinnamon colored with a black head and black and white wings. Their call has been described as an operatic robin, although others say tipsy robin. That stout beak enables them to feed on fruits and seeds as well as insects and spiders. It's interesting to note that they're one of a few predators of monarch butterflies. If all goes well, a mated pair will share the incubation and rearing of young from one brood of between 2 and 5 eggs. The blue grosbeak is similar in form, but is deep blue with chestnut or reddish wing bars. At a distance, it could perhaps be confused with a bluebird or indigo bunting. Robert Stewart, in his Breeding Birds of North Dakota, listed them as hypothetical in North Dakota. Some range maps show them in South Dakota and along the southern North Dakota counties. The rose-breasted grosbeak is a fairly common bird of wooded areas, such as in Turtle Mountain and Pembina Hills, Lake Agassiz Plain, Cheyenne River, Devil's Lake area, and the James River Valley. The males may be easily identified by a distinctive red V on their white breast, black head and back, with some white on the wings. Their call has been described as that of a robin that has had singing lessons, apparently not operatic or while tipsy. So be on the lookout for these interesting birds. I put links to more information on these grosbeaks, including recordings of their songs, along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.